Hachette Audio presents Submit, a memoir by Sonnet, read by Alice Carrix.
Sonnet is the pseudonym of a businesswoman based in London and New York. For Max, here's to many, many more adventures. I love you. Note on language. My cunt is my powerful, monosyllabic, Anglo-Saxon cunt. It is just not a pussy or vagina. Sorry. Trigger warning. Actual subjugation is completely opposite to elective, submissive surrender, and does not inhabit the same universe psychologically as the kinks this book will describe. But please do be aware that there are scenes depicted of consensual physical pain being caused to a woman. Introduction. The expense of spirit in a waste of shame is lust in action. Until action, lust is perjured, murderous, bloody, full of blame, savage, extreme, rude, cruel, not to trust. From Sonnet 129, William Shakespeare. Trust me, it's paradise. This is where the hungry come to feed. For mine is the generation that travels the globe and searches for something we haven't tried before. So never refuse an invitation, never resist the unfamiliar, never fail to be polite, and never outstay the welcome. Just keep your mind open and suck in the experience. And if it hurts, you know what? It's probably worth it. The Beach, Alex Garland. I can remember my earliest submissive fantasies. Not that I knew that's what they were back then. My religious mother would read Bible stories to us before bed. When she switched off the lights, I would start picturing myself on an ark, surrounded by animals, or living it up in the belly of a whale. But my brain would immediately take me to the many places of humiliation and pain I had heard about. I would imagine myself into a desert landscape, being stoned by the elders for a sin my 8-year-old brain certainly couldn't understand, or being dressed in sackcloth and ashes and paraded through dusty streets, or forced into servitude by a Babylonian king, then locked in prison with a lion. Even that first fundamental story of castigation would go round my head as I saw myself naked, eating a delicious apple, and receiving the ultimate and shameful punishment, banishment from Eden forever. Lying in bed, I couldn't stop viscerally imagining myself into these situations. I didn't know why I...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?